Again, we do thank God how he enabled us to come together another day, another time. At this time, we're asking if you would please get your Bibles and let us turn to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah, the 32nd chapter, Isaiah, the 32nd chapter. Isaiah chapter 32, and I'm reading in verse 17. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. And today God has placed in my heart to preach from this subject, blessings of righteousness. Blessings of righteousness. If you would, let's turn over to the book of Romans. The book of Romans, chapter 5. Right, righteousness is being right and doing right in the sight of God. And God makes us righteous. And after he makes us righteous, there are some blessings that come along with the righteousness that God has given to us. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, be justified. Justified means being made righteous. And God is the one that makes us righteous, being justified by faith. But faith, we have to have faith in his plan of salvation. And faith is in Jesus and in the redemptive work that Jesus did for us on the cross. And if, as we continue, it says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace with God. First blessing I want to talk about. Peace with God. It's a blessing to have peace with God. And if you're saved, we know what it's like to not be at peace with God. But I thank God that God, being a loving and kind God, a merciful God, God has made a way for us so that we could be brought back into a right relationship with him. It took one man to bring us out of that good relationship with the Lord. But then it took one man to bring us back into a right relationship with God, to have peace. And that man is Christ Jesus. He is the one that has made it possible for us to sit here today and say that I'm saved. Yeah. I have the Holy Ghost. Yeah. I know that I'm going to heaven. Yeah. It's all because of Jesus. And that's why we love Jesus so much. That's why we praise him. That's why we lift him up, because Jesus has done a great and wonderful thing for us. So with in being peace, having peace with God, Colossians chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, and I want us to look at verse 21, Colossians chapter 1, it says, and you, that's everybody who's saved today, that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. There was a day where we were enemies of God. There was a day, those of us who were saved, there was a day we did not do the will of God. There was a day when we lived a wicked life. And you don't have to do everything that you see the world has done, but we know that there were things we did that it was not according to the will of God. But thank God, God has made a way so that we could be changed. God has made a way so that we could be brought back into that great fellowship with Him, that we will not have to be afraid of Him and afraid of dying, because we know that we have the right relationship. We are in the family of God. But look what it says in verse 22. So Jesus reconciled us in the body of His flesh through death. That was a great price to reconcile us to God. Jesus died to redeem us from our sins. He purchased us with His shed blood on Calvary. Jesus gave His life. And that was the only way we could be brought back into a right relationship with God, because without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. But I thank God that God made a way for us, because that was something we couldn't do. We couldn't satisfy that. But I thank God that He had one who could die and then who could get up again. And that one is Jesus Christ. So He reconciled us by shedding His blood on Calvary and dying for our sins. Then look what it says, to present you holy and unblameable and unprovable in His sight. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God that He willingly went to the cross. Thank God when He was in the garden praying, that there was great agony and the blood was dropping the sweat was dropping from Him as great drops of blood. But He said, "Father, not my will, but thine be done." I thank God that He was an obedient Son. God sent Jesus here to die, to pay our sin debts, so that we could be brought back into a good relationship with Him. And when He was there, and He was in agony as He prayed, but He said, you know, "Not my will, not my will, not my will, but thine be done." And He willingly went to the cross so that He could redeem us. He could deliver us. We were wrapped, tied, and tangled in sin. Satan had us where he wanted us to be. But thank God there was one who had power over Satan, and he could deliver us. He could open up our blinded eyes. He could bring us out of prison. And most of all, he could redeem us and bring us back into a right relationship with God. So we have peace with God. That's one of the blessings of being righteous. Peace with God. And it's all because Jesus willingly obeyed the Father and made a way for us so that we would not have to be enemies of God any longer. We are no longer enemies. Let's go back to Romans. Keep your marker on Romans, the 5th chapter. That's our base for the day. Romans chapter 5. I'm reading this second verse this time. So we find out in the first verse we have peace with God. We are no longer enemies of God. And look what verse 2 says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So look what Jesus has done for us. We have access by faith. We can go to God in prayer. We can call on Him and He hears us. We can call Him Abba Father and He will answer us. We have access. Amen. We don't need a middleman. When God saves us, you as a child of God can call on God, and if you're living right, God will hear you. God will answer you. Thank God that we don't have to wait till we find somebody else to be the one that will make a contact with God for us. You can make contact for yourself when you're a child of God. And it's all because of Jesus we're in this grace. Unmerited favor. Unmerited. Each one of us who's saved today is unmerited. Nothing we could do to earn salvation. Nothing we do, because the Bible says not our works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. Thank God he's a God of mercy. Amen. We can't work our way into heaven. We have to have faith in God's plan. And God's plan was that Jesus would come here and die to pay our sin debts, and so that we could be delivered and brought back into a right relationship with him. So we have access by faith in his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We rejoice today to know that we are God's children. We rejoice today to know that when our work is up on earth, that we're going to be going home to be with the Lord. We rejoice today that our names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and God said he would not blot it out. We rejoice today to know that heaven is our home. We rejoice today because one day Jesus is coming back for us. And the Bible says the people of God will be caught up to meet him, and we will go away, and we will forever be with the Lord. I'll leave this old trouble world behind. Amen. No more troubles. Amen. Nothing. We're going to a place where there's everlasting joy, everlasting peace. We're going to a place where there will be no sickness, no death. Oh, I thank God, saints. We do this because of what Jesus did for us, and we rejoice today. If you're saved, you ought to be glad. If you know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, that ought to bring joy to your heart, because one day we did know him, and one day we were fearful of going to that place of punishment. But thank God, because of Jesus, we have peace with God, and we are children of God, and God's children go to heaven. Oh, I thank God. I thank God. All right, so we have access. We have access. Look at the Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 18 reads, Ephesians 2, 18. For through him, Jesus Christ, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father, Jews and Gentiles. There was a day the Gentiles were not a people, but thank God what Jesus did. He broke down that middle water partition, and we all can be children of God. We all can be in the family of God, but it's through Jesus. We both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. We're in God's family. Amen. That's something to be happy about. To know that God is our Father. To know that we can call him Father and he hears us. Oh, saints, we need to be happy with what God has done for us. Sometimes I think we forget. Amen. We forget. I think, I don't know your mind, but some people forget that it wasn't what they did, it's what Jesus did. And Jesus suffered and died. Jesus suffered. Amen. He was in the hands of his enemies. They didn't treat him with love. Amen. And he endured it all for you and for me. All right, so look at the third chapter of the same book, Ephesians chapter 2. Listen as I read verse 11. It says, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus, God had a plan. He knew that first Adam was not going to make it. He had a second Adam, and that second Adam was obedient son of God, and he always did what the Father said. So God had a plan. The devil deceived Eve, and Adam followed Eve by eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and brought about that separation. But God had a plan. The devil didn't have the victory he thought he had. God had a plan, and I'm glad that we were part of that plan, saints. Oh, I thank God. So verse 11 says, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. boldly. Boldness. We can go to God and call him Father. And he's not going to say, who are you? He knows us as his children. Can I get the Bible let us know we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Man, we don't have to be ashamed to call on our Heavenly Father. If you're living right, you're doing what God says, he's going to hear you. And then the petitions that we desire for him, we're going to receive them. That's what God said. And everything God said is true. And we got to take God at his word. So we have access. We don't need the high priest. I can call him, dear God, my Father. You can go to him and say, Lord, help me. Amen. You can go to him and say, Lord, I need some strength. Amen. And he hears us, and he will give us what we need, because the Bible declares, but my God shall supply all your needs in glory by Christ Jesus. So we have the petitions that we desire for him, and a true child of God, we're not going to petition him for anything out of his will. We pray in the will of God. We pray according to the promises of God. We pray knowing that God, if he promised it, he's going to do it. Oh, thank God for Jesus. All right, let's go back to Romans, the 5th chapter, as we continue to look at the blessings of righteousness. The next point I want us to see, there's a blessing in righteousness, is that we glory in tribulation. We glory in tribulation. Verse 3. And not only so. Verse 2 says we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Then verse 3 says, and not only so. We don't just glory about the goodness of God. It says we not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. God is not saying that you're jumping for joy because you're in tribulation. But we can stand on the promises of God. Tribulation is time of great affliction. Jesus told us that many are the affliction of the righteous. But look at that wonderful promise. He said, but he delivereth us out of them all. The devil wants to try to get you to doubt, because you've been praying for something a long time and it hasn't come to pass yet. If God says he's going to deliver you, deliverance is coming, because God does what he says. He's a God of truth. He cannot lie. Amen. He said that he will provide a way of escape for us. Thank God. And we just have to remember what he says. That's why it's so important to place the word of God in your heart, so that you can think on it and meditate on it and remember all the wonderful promises of God. So in tribulation, there's great affliction that come into our lives. And because we're saved, it doesn't mean we're immune to trouble. But Jesus told us that as he suffered in the flesh, we are to arm ourselves likewise. Amen. Just because you're a child of God, don't think that all your trouble is over. All your trouble will be over when you get to heaven. But as long as you're in this earth, we're going to be faced with troubles. But what is so wonderful about being a child of God and being righteous, we have one who fights our battles. We have one who has all power. We have one who will avenge us when we've been treated badly. We have one that can turn things around. The devil can plot something to bring to harm to us, and God can flip it and let it be on him. Oh, saints, I thank God. So in the time of tribulations, just know that they're coming. And this is something I just want you to remember. Because we are faced with troubles and tribulation, don't doubt that you're saved. If you're doing what God says, if you're living right, the trouble is going to come. Amen. You don't have to do anything to the devil's children for them to not like you. Amen. They can just say, I don't like them. Somebody, why you don't like them? I don't know. Our spirits don't agree. And they don't know that sure is the truth, because they got the spirit of the devil and we have the spirit of God. But you don't have to do anything for the devil's children to come against you. But I thank God we have one that will fight our battles. So look, as we look at this, I want us to see how each point that we go through is like a stepping stone. We sing a song, every round goes higher and higher. Everything that we look in this verse is going to be bless us. It's going to help us. It's going to strengthen us. It's going to keep us with our focus on the Lord. All right, as we look at that verse again, we glory in tribulation also. And look what the scripture says. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Oh, so when I go through difficult situations and hard times and I've been praying about it and it's still there, the tribulation that's coming to our way, the Bible says that it worketh patience. Now remember, fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering, that's patience. Long-suffering, we have what we need. God has equipped us to live a holy and righteous life, but we got to remember what the Word of God says. So those tribulations, what it's going to do is going to help you be a better Christian. It's going to help you. James chapter 1. You don't have to turn. I'm just going to read it for you. James chapter 1, and we need to keep focus on what God tells us in his word. James, the first chapter and the third verse, it says, knowing this. No, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Why? Verse 3 says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So tribulations in our lives, there's a benefit to it. We don't like it. We want every day to be just so wonderful. But you live long enough, you're going to face some trials and tribulations. But just know that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And I want to be like what God wants me to be. I want to live like God wants us to live. All right, so that's one step. So you get through patience, through that tribulation, and develop patience. And then patience will do something for you. And they say patience, experience. In other words, patience will develop your character. It will develop your character. In other words, what it does for you, you say no to harmful things, but yes, what Jesus has for us. The Bible says, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Just because you're saved, it doesn't mean the devil's going to leave you alone. The devil comes your way, the devil tries to get you to doubt God, the devil will accuse you, the devil will try to get you to say, well, he ain't going to answer your prayer. But I want you to know, we're going to hold on, because our character is being developed as we wait on God. So as we consistently say no to wrong, and God has let us know what's right and what's wrong, we consistently say no to the wrong, but we consistently say yes to God's word. That builds our character. That builds us up so that people will know that it's no use you trying to get them to tell a lie, because they're not going to do that. Amen. They're not going to lie for you, and they'll let you know. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be a light that's shining in a dark world. But you know, when you stand up for God, sometimes the enemies really don't like you. But again, we're in good company. They didn't like Jesus. They crucified Jesus. So we can't be wearing these feelings on our shoulders. And when you have the word of God, you know that these things will come into our lives. But it's building us. It's helping us to be a better Christian. It's helping us to be a strong Christian. It's helping us so that when these troubles come our way, we won't fall out and faint. And thank God has left you. The word of God says he'll never leave us. He'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. But it will help you to be a better Christian. It develops your character. All right, then let's continue to see what else it says. And patience, experience, and experience, hope. Hope. We're looking forward to that better day.
Amen.
Amen. And it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. It looks like it won't come, but it's coming. Oh, man, so we have hope that what God said he's going to do, he's going to do it.
Amen.
Do we believe God's word?
Yes. Yes.
Do you believe that he said he's going to do something and we stand on it?
Amen.
Or do we allow the devil to just overpower our minds? And that's why our scripture says, "Thou in Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Us be trusted in thee."
Yes.
We got to stand on the word, saints.
Amen.
Our victory comes in the word. Faith is our victory.
Yes.
And we got to understand that as we live in this world, this is not heaven.
Amen.
Not heaven. No. The devil is yet going about seeking whom he may devour.
Amen.
Amen. And the devil has some power. If people think the devil has all power like God. The devil only has the power that God has granted him. And he can't do no more than God allows. And sometimes look like he's just got this world turned upside down. But I want you to remember that God on his throne, he controls. And when God tells the devil to leave his children alone, he has to leave him alone. When God says, "Get your hands off," he has to get his hands off. And I thank God, and we got to stand on God's word to know that God is going to do what he says. So that experience builds hope. And this is what that hope does. You had trials and tribulation. You didn't see your way out. And God opened a door for you and made a way.
Amen.
And what you got to do with that hope is that if God did it before, he'll do it again. You have something to build on. You can build on. When I was in the midst of turmoil, God stepped in and brought peace. When I was in the midst of I don't know where to turn, God stepped in and delivered me out of that. When the devil had me backed up and he thought he had victory, God stepped in and made a way of escape. So we use each one of those experiences to build us, to make us stronger, because I want to be a strong Christian.
Amen.
You want to be a strong Christian. And we got to know that when you live for God, you're going to have it. You're going to be faced with it. And we have to accept it. But this is what I want you to do. When you're faced with it, I want you to remember that passage of scripture, one of them I like so well. I will lift up mine eyes into the hill. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. And look, God made heaven and earth. This world is his. Everything that's in it, God made it. And everything is under God's authority. And this is why we need to hold on to what the word is saying. And when we do that, it will help us as we go through this world of trouble. Do you know that we're living in perilous times? Do you know that it's hard to listen to the news without getting bad news? Do you know that out of all these things that's happening, people wonder, where is God? He's in heaven, where he's always been. And God allows certain things. See, our country has almost turned its back on God. We used to be a country that would pray, we have faith in God, on our money, in God we trust. Now they trust in everything but God. And they don't tell you don't pray. Talking about we didn't pray it enough. You never pray enough. God says to pray without ceasing. But I'm here to let you know any nation that turns its back on God, they're not going to be blessed. God does not bless a sinful nation. And this is why we will say we ought to hold up the bloodstained banner. We ought to live for God, knowing that when you take a stand on God's word, they're going to come against you. But I want you to know that God will equip you and help you to stand, and he'll keep you strong. Amen. Because we are the light of the world. We are the salt, and that's what God says. So we got to remember verse 4, Romans 5, 4, and patience, experience, and experience, hope. And verse 5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Hope, faith in God does not make people ashamed. Scripture says that if you're ashamed of him, and this wicked nation, when he comes back, he'll be ashamed of us. Amen. But hope in God's word, it does not make us ashamed, because the Bible said, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. It's good to know that God loves us. It's good to know that he's going to take care of us. It's good to know that whatever we're faced with, we got a Heavenly Father who has all power in his hands, and nothing is too hard for God. God doesn't know impossibilities. God doesn't know that. That's not who he is. All things are possible with God. And we got to remember, and this is why we got to stand on God's word as never before, because the God's love has been shed abroad in our heart. And the third point I would like to mention today is we're saved from wrath. Saved from wrath. Let's look at Romans 5, verses 8 and 9. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You mean we were enemies of God and Jesus died for us? Think about that. We were God's enemies, and Jesus died, suffered and died on that cross for us. Verse 9, much more then, being now justified, made righteous by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Saved from wrath. Things that ought to bring joy to your heart. Because there is a place of punishment. God has designed it, and all those who don't believe in Jesus, who don't believe in the word of God, that's going to be their final destination, and it's going to be a place of torment. It's going to be a place where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's going to be a place where once you get there, you can't get out. There are no exit doors. Amen. It's going to be a place of outer darkness, because Jesus, the light of the world, won't be down there. But let's look at 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians, we are saved from wrath. Chapter 1. And look what the Bible says about that wrath that when Jesus comes back with his angels. He says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord and Jesus Christ. You remember the Bible said vengeance is his? And there's a day that he's going to do it. He said, in that flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And look at verse 9. Who shall be punished? The lake of fire. Hell is a place of punishment. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. He won't be there to deliver you. Amen. You got to get delivered before time is up. You got to get delivered while there's blood yet running warm in your vein. You got to get delivered when you can confess your sins and ask God for mercy, because the Bible says that they're going to be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Because down there it's going to be the weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, it's a terrible place. There's no way we can make it sound good. It's not good. But it's right. Why you say it's right? Because Jesus came here and died so we wouldn't have to go there. Jesus came as a deliverer. Jesus came to help us. Amen. And if you reject Jesus, you reject the word of God, you had a chance. And I thank God that God is a God of mercy. It's not his will that any should perish, but should have to have faith in Jesus and in the redemptive work. So we find out there's going to be an everlasting destruction. Verse 10 says, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimonies among you was believed in that day. Oh, I thank God that we heard the word of God. We believed the word of God. And when we believed the word of God and came crying for mercy, we found mercy. And not only did we find mercy, God gave us a new spirit. God gave us a new heart. He came to live in us. And God has given us the assurance that he'll be with us. He'll never leave us. You're never alone. Amen. You're never without a Savior. You're never without our loving Father. He's always there. When you're in an island by yourself, you're not by yourself because Christ lives in us. And I thank God that we are saved from wrath because heaven is our home. When Jesus comes back, he's going to do the separating. Goats, as he classified them, are those who don't know Jesus, sinners. And the sheep, classified as God's people. And the Bible says we will be caught up to meet him in the midair and listen to what he says. And we will go away and we will forever be with the Lord. Oh, I thank God, saints. We have something to look forward to. One day we're going to be through with the troubles of this world. And thank God we can testify. Say, I'm going home to be with the Lord. Thank God that he's a merciful and kind God. And thank God that there are blessings of righteousness. And if you are righteous, these blessings are yours. At this time, everyone, please stand.